When we begin practice, we see it as something that we do at a certain time of the day, and then we continue the rest of our life as it's always been, doing all sorts of activities. As our sitting practice deepens, we begin to discover that sitting, that practice, is much more than just something we do sometime in the day, every day, several days a week, or who knows how often. We discover that practice is really throughout our life, throughout our day, if we allow it to be that way. The practice opportunities are throughout our daily life, if we're willing, as we're willing to do that, and that we begin to sense the richness and the value of that. The fourth of the eight awarenesses of a great person that Dogen talks about in the Fasco Hachi Dainin Gaku, and in that the Buddha talks about in his own talk, both of which came soon before they died or entered Parinirvana, as it's talked about in terms of Buddha, is exerting meticulous effort or exerting diligent effort. Meticulous, diligent are translations of the Japanese gonshojin. Exerting oneself meticulously and unceasingly in various beneficial practices called meticulous effort. Another translation is, the fourth realization is one of persevering in all matters, continually striving to carry out deeds that are true and wholesome, is making diligent effort. Energetic and concentrated, or another way to say it, precise, not careless, not being sloppy or crude, proceeding forward, not regressing, proceeding forward, not regressing, is another way to talk about it. That's Dogen's comment. In a sense, we all know this. As we practice, we begin to see ways that the formal sitting that we do is just a little piece of this whole life practice that we are. Practice is another word for saying being alive. If we could even broaden that as being alive and being dead, but I won't go there. Being alive is what practice is. And there are these formal times when we sit, when we walk, when we do other kinds of formal practice. Formal might be our own decision or with others. But seeing where and what enables us to be who we are, enables us to experience the life of this moment, which is what our practice is. The Buddha says, exerting meticulous effort, nothing will be difficult to accomplish. Or, diligence, with diligence, there is nothing that is difficult. For that reason, it is important, critical, that we persevere, make effort. Make effort isn't anything added on, but is doing exactly what we're doing throughout the day. Walking, driving, cooking, working, whatever your particular skill and work are, whether you're a musician, a computer programmer, a carpenter, a farmer, someone who's a housekeeper and you shop for yourself and you cook and you clean, a translator. I just named a few. Could be anything and everything, not just could be, is everything that you do, giving yourself over to what it is that you're doing, giving yourself away to yourself of the present moment, and in a way making the effort to notice how and where you're sliding away. You're missing what you're doing because you're caught up, whether we use words like self-centered thoughts or judgments or other ways in which we resist being our own life or are caught up in our judgments about what other people are doing, what we're doing, how the universe is at this moment. The Shakyamuni Buddha used the example of water flowing constantly against a big rock. Even if it's just a trickle, eventually the rock is pierced by the water. Even a small amount of water in a persistent way eventually creates a hole in the rock or crevice in the rock. But if one is not diligent, if one only does things sometimes energetically but other times not at all, then nothing happens to the rock. Nothing happens to rubbing sticks to make a fire. If you rub and stop and rub and stop. If you water a garden when you feel like it, you could plant the most wonderful seeds and the most wonderful starts and the most wonderful trees. But if you do it only when you remember, feel like it, are in the mood, the plants will die. Your cooking won't survive if you're not attentive to it. Despite the fact that you put the food in the pot and you turn the fire on, unless you take care of stirring it, adjusting the flame, etc., things don't work. This is the practice of diligence, if we use that word, or perseverance. Not always in the same way. Persevering with watering plants is not giving them too much, not giving them too little, adjusting to the temperature, adjusting to the soil. I like to grow some summer vegetables. I make sure in the beginning I give them water every day when I first start with transplants. Then I go to water every 2 or 3 days or 4 days even, because if I do it every day, they'll not do well. And yet, when we here recently had temperatures into the 90s, and I watered every other day, not only that, I put up a shade cloth for them, which I will take down later today, because even they need adjustment. So it's the diligence of practice throughout your day, throughout your life, which means what? It means noticing thoughts and emotions that we get caught up in, noticing when reactions are blinding us to what needs to be taken care of this person that I'm speaking with, noticing when I'm driving the car, if I get caught up in noticing how other people are driving, and I don't notice my own reaction to that and judgment, I can have an accident or run a light or who knows what. Most of all, I miss my present moment life. And in a sense, that's exactly what our practice is. When we're talking to someone, if I'm thinking about what I want to say to them, I don't hear what they're saying to me. I don't sense who they are. I'm not present with them, and I'm not present with myself. You all know the specific examples appropriate in your own life to see how and where to carry on your presence, your practice, if we use the word, your meticulous effort. We could use all sorts of words for it, but don't think it's any one thing. It's giving yourself over, as we say, being just this moment, which includes noticing all the ways that we don't want to be this moment and doing what's skillful with that. Includes being with the other people that are in this room with me, the people who I'm talking to, the people who are talking to me, the judgments I'm having about what I'm reading, whether it's online, with a physical newspaper, in an article, for my work. You are the experts on your life practice, where it's called for, where diligent, if you use that word, meticulous, if you use that word, ongoing perseverance of doing what's most natural. It's not anything added. Persevering isn't adding on anything. It's being right this moment and doing what's skillful to support and nurture being this moment, embracing this moment. That's exactly what our practice is. And that's a useful thing to remind us throughout the day, or to notice when we wander off in stories about, hey, what is he doing there? You know, I know she's always thinking about that. I don't know if I should believe what she's saying to me. And then you don't even hear what she's saying, and you're not even present with her or him or yourself. We miss our life unless we know that ongoing attention, presence, is what we have to give ourselves and to give the universe and to give everyone we meet. Giving of ourself to the present moment is what Zazen is. Giving ourselves away to sitting upright, being here. And it's the same throughout our life. So please, be persevering in being yourself, in being the life of the universe that we are. Thank you.